Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I am joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. Sven, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, as always.
Now, we are talking on a different day than we normally do. Today, we are talking about something in particular. That is the local option sales tax, which you have been very, very heavily involved with.
Yeah, so on next Tuesday's ballot, you'll find all of the great candidates that we have running for city council and mayor positions, but you'll also see local option sales tax. So Joe and I just wanted to do a story on some information on local option sales tax, what it's meant for the community, and what it'll mean for the community moving forward.
As they say, knowledge is power, education is the path to knowledge. So that's what we're doing. Dropping some knowledge.
We're dropping knowledge.
I guess for those who maybe haven't been paying attention, what is the local option sales tax?
So local option sales tax is a 1 cent sales tax on goods and services. We've had one form or another of local option sales tax in Perry since like the 90s. So we've had it around for quite a while, and it's made some really major impacts in our community. Our current local option sales tax is set to expire at the end of 2019. Earlier this spring, we had Brianna Mormon from Dawson come and speak to our city council about Dawson going to re-up their local option sales tax. There was also a gentleman from DeSoto who was working on getting local option sales tax on the ballot in DeSoto. So Perry decided to help both of these communities out in Dallas County and all work together to get the petition signatures to get local option sales tax on all of our ballots. We are going to have to go and do all of this again in a year or two. So we decided to just go ahead, jump on board now, and do this as a cooperative group in Dallas County instead of having to go off and do it by ourselves again in a couple of years. So we were able to get the signatures needed to get that on the ballot. Then each community sets their own ballot language, and then it's up to each community to approve local option sales tax in their community. So Perry could pass it, and another community could not, and Perry still gets it. So that's one really important point on that, is it's kind of an independent vote, although everybody's voting. Another thing is that, especially for Perry, this is not a new tax for us. We've had this for, you know, 20-some years, and it's made a lot of improvements to the community that would not have been possible without this local option sales tax.
Sure, and you've actually kind of begun a photo montage, I guess I would say, of things that the local option sales tax has paid for. There was a picture on Facebook of Deputy Public Works Director Josh Webker in the big salt storage place, and that he had a sign that said local option sales tax helped pay for this. So lots of stuff that it goes for.
Yeah, we're just starting our little campaign of some pictures on Facebook of projects that this is funded with some of our employees holding our local option sales tax project signs. So look for Facebook on that.
Take me through some of these projects that it has helped do. I know there's probably the biggest one is the overlay project, correct?
Yeah, that was probably our kind of major project that we've done in recent history with local option sales tax. And what we did with that is we took a portion of our local option sales tax and paired it with some of our road use tax. And we were able to do just about a $900,000 overlay project, which translated into about 60 blocks of streets in Perry getting a fresh face. So that was a really exciting project. It really made an impact in the neighborhoods where people are living. So that was really important to us to be able to show that we're making that investment in the communities, in our infrastructure. But really, no matter who you are and what you do in town, you will probably touch or use something or experience something that local option sales tax was used to pay for it. Public safety, all of our vehicles, protective equipment for our officers, as well as fire trucks, rescue equipment, and then the actual firefighting gear that the firefighters wear is paid for with local option sales tax. At the library, they get money every year for materials as well as rotations on their public access computers. Those computers are kept up and kept on a new rotation because of local option sales tax. maybe you're into sports and athletics, local option sales tax does an incredible amount of investment in the Parks and Recreation Department, from the ADA pool lift and stairs that we have in the McCurry Center to our trails system. And then, of course, public works. We get snow plows, we get equipment, and then the salt storage dome. In talking with Josh about that project, it was really interesting because we actually used to pay about double for the salt that we purchased because we could only take one truck load at a time, and it came from Carroll. So we were paying like $120 a ton for salt. Now we're able to get it for about $65 a ton. And that's because we're able to have this bulk storage facility, as well as cooperative purchasing with other cities in the county. So being able to put up that facility and really make that more economical and efficient for us has saved us an incredible amount of money over time. And that's really what we try and do with local option sales tax, is spend it on things that will help not only make citizens' lives better, but also make government more efficient and effective so that we're spending less money on operation costs by keeping up our vehicle fleets, doing things like the salt dome, and also efficiency projects. So we've used local option sales tax to turn over just about every building we have to LED lighting. And that's probably going to save $75,000 to $100,000 a year just in lighting. And that's money that we can take and reinvest in programs and other things in our departments that they desperately need, but we haven't been able to do just because the budget hasn't been there. So we're really excited about that. And also, part of local option paid for the solar panel array on the marketplace building that feeds the parks maintenance building. So really, we can say our parks department is green because they have LED lighting and solar panels on the roof. And those solar panels actually created enough electricity that we had some banked. So we were able to purchase an electric utility vehicle to help maintain the parks. Every department in the city sees part of this, and every department really values it and utilizes it to its full potential.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe the figure that I heard was right now, if it passes, I think it's $1 million a year comes directly to the city from the local option sales tax. But if the Des Moines metro area approves it, then it'll jump up to like $1.6 million or something like that.
Yeah, so we're really hopeful that the metro communities also see the value in this and pass it so that they'll get a large sum of money in local option sales tax as well. But then the outlying communities will also see that. And I think that's a very good way to be able to work as a county, to be able to use our resources as a whole cooperatively and redistribute that money back into the communities that otherwise wouldn't be able to survive without this.
All right. Well, Sven Peterson, City Administrator of Perry and Local Option Sales Tax Guru, anything else that you wanted to mention today?
Yeah, just one more thing. Another common question we get, well, isn't this just taxing our citizens or double taxing our citizens? For the citizens that spend money in Perry, it could be. But the important part about this is that local option sales tax is paid by anybody that spends money in Perry. So that could be somebody driving up from Des Moines to shop at some of our local downtown stores. That could be somebody from joining county that comes and spends money. That could be somebody from out of state or out of country that comes and spends money. So it's not just Perry citizens paying into that pot. It's anybody that spends money. And that's the really important thing, is we're able to utilize dollars spent within communities that have local option sales tax and keep those dollars to improve our own communities and our own quality of life. And this vote is really an investment in our future for our kids or our grandkids or whatever, your niece, nephew. This is for them, for their future. And I think that's the really important thing to communicate.
All right, well, get out and vote on Tuesday. City Administrator Sven Peterson, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always portable.